You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And we are starting, aren't we? We're starting the Christmas week. Yes, isn't it fun? It's absolutely great. It's 19th of December, and welcome to this morning's breakfast show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Time is just after the hour, 7 o'clock. I'm going to be sitting here keeping you entertained until 10 o'clock this morning. So I do hope you're going to be able to stick around for a little while. Starting us off, we've just got a couple of things, literally just two things this morning, about today's date, 19th of December. One of them is National Heroes and Heroines Day. This is being celebrated in Anguilla. And it's Mitch Marner Day today up there in Canada. I thought I would take a look and see what that's about. The only thing I can assume is that it's all to do with Mitchell Marner, who was professional ice hockey right winger and alternate captain for the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's the only thing I found, though I can't find any recognition of him for a day. But that doesn't matter anyway. Let's wish him a nice day. Right, let's get on with the show.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission
would
start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Pretend I need you now.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Ladies that bring us in on this day's program, on this Monday's program, 19th of December. And yeah, we started off with that was Kim, and Love Will Keep Us Together, Kim Wilde, of course. Followed on by the UK's very own Lulu and The Man Who Sold the World. You are listening to us on The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to have you with us this morning. 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and guess what? It is a Music Monday.
Kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Mm-hmm. on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. To walk on. Checks his back, flexes, thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then, there, Diane, gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh, yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh, yeah, I say, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone.
Cougar Mellencamp and Jack and Diane. Right, we're just 14 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock this morning. And I mentioned it's a Music Monday because that's always what we try and do. We try and do it on actually on a Monday and a Friday. Just have some, just relax and play some music. And today is no exception, Monday. And what we're going to be doing, of course, though, we will check in with Ingrid for our Everyday Story of Country Folk. And with Yasmin, we'll chat with Yasmin, see how the weekend went, what she's going to be up to this week. And of course, we'll probably have a couple of tracks from Born on this day in music, which does just happen to be Monday, the 19th of December. Yep, it's that time. I tell you what, we've got another lady in the show with you this morning. And If I Can't Have You, it's the name of the track, and it's Yvonne Elliman.
Thank you.
There we go, yes. Yvonne Elliman in the shower with you this morning. If I can't have you. All right, let's get you out, shall we? On your way to where it is you're going. 18 and a half minutes after the hour. But 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. That one, I Can't Have You, because it was originally, it was a disco song written by the Bee Gees in 1977, and that appeared on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack in a version by Yvonne Elliman, released in November of 1977. The Bee Gees' own version appeared a month later, that was the B-side on Staying Alive, so there you are, Yvonne Elliman, If I Can't Have You. Alright, 19, just coming up for 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And I tell you what, I got one of the most popular Christmas records that I've heard playing this year. And it comes from Ed Sheeran, together with Elton John.
Build a fire and gather round the tree. Fill a glass and maybe come and sing with me.
Christmas time, Ed Sheeran and Elton John. That's called, just simply called, Merry Christmas. Couple of quick good mornings this morning. Good morning to Mary Lou. She was with us first thing. Also to Renee. Renee there in Athens in Greece. And to Rick, good morning to you, or good afternoon.
Big bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. To sing a love song while we stroll along, walking in the winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman, we'll pretend that he is Parson Brown.
You'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that he's Pops and Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town.
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Sing with us,
walking in a winter wonderland.
Everybody,
walking.
There we go, having a Backstreet Christmas. That's the Backstreet Boys and their rendition of Winter, Winter Wonderland. And time-wise, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're coming down to 24 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Don't forget, as usual, at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the local news. Not too much, I must admit, this morning, but we will see what we got. Right, let me see. David Bowie.
Brother, you guess.
we go, that's it. David Bowie and all the young dudes. We're going to play one more. We're going to put another track on the deck. And then when we come back from that, we'll have a little break and look at some of the international news for you this morning.
You'll be glad to know that I've learned how to laugh and smile. Getting over you was slow. They say old lovers can be good friends, but I've never thought I'd really see. Satisfies your mind, tells you all of his dreams. I know how much that means to you. I realize that I was blind just when I thought I was over you. I see your face and it just ain't. Just ain't true. I go crazy when I look in your eyes. I still go crazy. That old flame comes alive. It's dark burning inside. Way deep down inside. Oh baby, you know when I look.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y ciclín en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And indeed it is. We are 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock this morning here on the breakfast show and taking a look at some of the international news and some of the business news for this morning. A Moscow launched a kamikaze drone attack on Monday, hitting key infrastructure in and around Kyiv. as Russian President Vladimir Putin heads for Belarus, fueling fears that he will pressure his ex-Soviet ally to join the new offensive on Ukraine. The Ukraine Air Force said its air defenses shot down 30 drones, the third Russian air attack on the Ukrainian capital in 6 days, and the latest in a series of assaults since October, and that have targeted the Ukrainian power grid, causing sweeping blackouts amid sub-freezing temperatures. 5 victims and 1 suspect are dead following a shooting in a condominium in Canada's Vaughan City, just north of Toronto, the York Regional Police Department have said. Another victim is hospitalised in a serious condition, police said in a statement early on Monday. The police were called to a residential building located on Jane Street, north of Rutherford Road, on Sunday evening in a report of an active male shooter who had shot several victims. Taiwan's government has opened a probe into Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok on suspicion of illegally operating a subsidiary on the island, although the company owner denied the accusation. TikTok, which is not widely used in Taiwan, has come under pressure, mostly in the United States, on concerns about China getting access to users' personal data, which the company denies. Judges at London's High Court will rule on Monday whether the British government's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda is legal, as Prime Minister Rishi Sunak stakes his future on stopping a record number of migrant arrivals in small boats. Insurers are denying or limiting coverage to clients with exposure to bankrupt crypto exchange FTX, leaving digital currency traders and exchanges uninsured for any losses from hacks, theft or lawsuits, several market participants have said. Insurers were already reluctant to underwrite assets and directors and officers' protection policies for crypto companies because of scant market regulation and the volatile prices of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. World stocks inched higher on Monday but stayed near 6-week lows as investors started the year's last full trading week until I'm still mindful of interest rate hikes risks to the economy in 2023. The United States Federal Reserve and European Central Bank hiked rates and promised more last week, and speculation is even building that the Bank of Japan, which meets on Monday and Tuesday, is eyeing a shift in its ultra-dovish stance. The MSCI's benchmark for global stocks hovered around parity. By 9.02 GMT, the index rose by 0.1% after a heavy week for interest rate increases on Friday sent it to its lowest point since November the 10th. Europe's stocks 600 sought to recover, up 0.5% in early trading, while short-dated Eurozone yields were not far off their highest levels in more than a decade, as investors remain concerned about the hawkish ECB. Oil prices, they rose on Monday after tumbling by more than $2 a barrel in the previous session, as optimism over the Chinese economy outweighed concern over a global recession. China, the world's top crude oil importer, is experiencing its first of 3 expected waves of COVID-19 cases after Beijing relaxed mobility restrictions but plans to step up support for the economy in 2023. There is no doubt that demand is being adversely influenced, said Naeem Aslam, analyst and brokerage Abertrade. However, not everything is so negative, as China has vowed to fight all pessimism about its economy and will do what it takes to boost economic growth. Brent crude gained 37 cents or 0.5% to $79.14 a barrel by 1100 GMT, while US West Texas Intermediate crude rose 30 cents or 0.4% to $74.59. And lastly, Twitter CEO Elon Musk launched a poll on the social media platform on Sunday, asking users whether he should step down as head of the company, adding that he would abide by the poll results. Well, more than 16 million users had participated in the poll, when guess what? 57.5% voting in favour of him stepping down, this was that's all closed, I believe, now. That poll closed here this morning. So let's see, everybody said, well, let's see what he does. Is he going to abide by the poll or not? No, Elon Musk, he probably will. There we go, yes, Alphaville, and I Died For You Today. Time-wise, 17 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. Right, let's take a little trip, shall we, for our everyday story of Greek people. Or people that live in Greece, anyway. This is Renee and Rick. Renee drops a note, says, good morning. Monday morning. Looks like from Yasmin's post, you all had a festive weekend. Looking very snazzy. We got our sea shipment today, and it said, and she said it was supposed to arrive at 10 a.m. And the guys, guess what? They showed up at 9:45. I was out exercising, so I had to dash home when Rick called and told me that they showed up early. Not used to that, are you? No, of course not. I heard a song earlier today by Sia called Snowman, and her voice sure reminds me of one of your favourites, Joy Crooks. Have a listen and see if you agree. Let's do just that, shall we?
Snowman, Don't cry, snowman, not in front of me. Who'll get your tears if you can't catch me, darling? If you can't catch me, darling. Don't cry, snowman, don't leave me this way. A puddle of water can't hold me close, baby. Can't hold me close, baby. I want you to know.
There we go, that is Sia and Snowman. What a lovely song it is. Does she sound like Joy Crooks? I'll let you guess. Or make your own mind up. Here she is, with Skin.
I wish I could pull away the clothes that dress your mind as easy as when we both undress each other. Underneath the southeast sky, I asked you for a light. Now I'd do anything to keep us together. Don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't wanna wake up to? I don't know what I'd do. I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lived in? You've got the light. You've got the light worth living. Bussing down to Waterloo just to feel control. I can't fix everything as much as I want to. You were in and out of thinking you could live past 12. You're so much different now. It can't destroy. So don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't want to wake up to? I don't know what I'd do. Cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made
keep you living. You've got the light. You've got the light.
I tell you what, they've both got beautiful voices, haven't they? That is Joy Crooks and Skin. I was just taking a little bit of a rummaging around and looking at sort of Billboard to see what is the most played song this year at Christmas. And I was quite surprised. Well, I'm not really surprised because I've been listening quite a lot to radio over there in the UK, as I do, a little bit of trade training. And I've heard this song a lot this year. It's not a new song. It was originally recorded by Stevie Wonder. But it's by Lizzo. And she's sort of isolated her vocals. A striking cover of that 1966 song of Stevie Wonder's, which is called Someday at Christmas. And it was recorded, natural fact, for Amazon Music's Festive 2022 compilation. And the reason Billboard chose this, it says, I chose to cover Someday at Christmas, not just because it's a classic, but because it's a reminder to us that almost 60 years later, we're still fighting for peace, compassion and equality. She said about her cover in a statement, a friendly reminder to spread love and kindness this holiday season.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where we are free. Ooh yeah, someday at Christmas,
Someday at Christmas. Time on the Breakfast Show, 7 minutes, sorry, before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a look at the weather forecast for today. Let's start over there in Colón, Costa Rica. By the way, the studio window forecast right now is it's nice. We've had the sun out there, which has been lovely. Right, Costa Rica in Colón, temperature-wise, maximum 32 degrees today with a minimum of 23. 37 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 76% the relative humidity. A chance of a few showers over there during the course of the morning, the afternoon, but tonight will be partially cloudy. Moving across to this side of the isthmus, West Panama, temperature-wise, 32 degrees Celsius maximum, with 25 degrees being the minimum. 37 degrees is the thermal sensation with 75% relative humidity. Let's get that down into the 60s, shall we? Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, some isolated showers in the afternoon, and partially cloudy again tonight. Now, moving up to the metropolitan area where we're sitting right now, and my studio window, by the way, prediction is pretty good. They say 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 24 being the minimum. 37, the thermal sensation, and 74%, the relative humidity. Guess what? Clear for this morning. There we are, we can vouch for that. Chance of those isolated showers, though, in the afternoon, and tonight will be partially cloudy. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, if you're out there in the Perlis Islands around that direction, 31 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature today, with 24 being the minimum. 36 degrees, the thermal sensation, with 76% being the relative humidity, which is all rather nice. Isolated showers this morning, this afternoon, and tonight as well. Moving on to maritime conditions, we're going to start with the tides on the Pacific. We've got two low and one high. Low tide, that was at 6.04 this morning, and that was 1.1 metres. High tide, that'll be just after midday at 12.11, and that'll be 3.87 metres. And the last low tide, 6.18 tonight, and that'll be 1.16 metres. On the Caribbean, we have a full set. We got low tide. That was at 1.08 this morning. And that was flat at zero. High tide, will be at 9.01 this morning. And that'll be 0.37 of a meter. Low tide again, 5.03 in the afternoon, 0.03 of a meter. And the last high tide, 8.29 tonight. And that'll be 0.06 of a meter. Now, let's take a look at the sea conditions for today, seeing if they're being kind. Let's start on the Caribbean. We have a caution for this morning, small craft advisory. We've got 20 to 30 kilometres an hour winds coming from the northeast, so that's a fairly sturdy breeze. Waves are going to be at 1 foot. In the afternoon, the advisory is still in place. 4 foot waves, wind speed the same, 20 to 30 kilometres an hour coming from the northeast. Let's take a look at the Pacific. Good conditions. We've got 15 to 35 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north, but waves, they will be at 1 foot. In the afternoon, good conditions prevailing, and 10 to 30 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north in the afternoon. Waves, they're going to remain at 1 foot.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one. Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take today's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The regional office of the electoral organization of the San Miguelito district of the Tribunal Electoral completed the review of signatures supporting the pre-candidates for free application captured through their app. In total, the Tribunal Electoral reviewed 5,958 signatures from 49 pre-candidates. Of those, 2,699 were cancelled, that is, 45%. The rest of the signatures, 3,116, remained under the category of appealable. The electoral authorities only considered 169 signatures valid, says a report released on Sunday. The Tribunal Electoral reiterates to all the pre-candidates that they have to review the videos together with the institution staff, that they must assign their representatives for this task, as established by the electoral norm, and thus conclude this stage within the process as soon as possible. Last Wednesday, in 5 regional headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral, around 9 out of 10 signatures that were under suspicion were eliminated. They were collected with the official Tribunal Electoral application. Now, the Tribunal Electoral suspended the use of the app on the 25th of October. This was amid complaints filed with the Electoral Attorney General's office about signatures that had been collected without the physical presence of the signatory. Well, on November the 22nd, the entity resumed its use for activists who did not have more than one case of annulable or challengeable signatures, while on December the 2nd, all pre-candidates were allowed to use the application on the condition that they analysed, as a whole, the group of signatures referred to as cancellable. The negotiation of a new concession contract between the state and Minera Panama represents a clear example of lack of transparency on the part of various administrations, including the current one. This is how the Fundación para Desarrollo de la Libertad Ciudadana, Panamanian chapter of Transparency International, an organization that called attention to the government in relation to the lack of transparency in the process, as well as in the use and management of public funds in general. Quote, from the announcement made by the executive in January of 2022 regarding the agreement reached with the company that guaranteed a minimum payment of $375 million per year, increasing the percentage in royalties, little or nothing has been known until yesterday. This is referring to Thursday the 15th of November, when the measures to suspend the commercial activities of Minera Panama were announced, unquote. The organization said this in a statement. Well, both the government and the Minera Panama Company have made public preliminary agreements now in limbo, which implied an annualized minimum payment. However, no details have been given of the tax scheme that would be used as a whole so that the activity of Minera Panama represents more income for the state. Furthermore, the mining company has always mentioned that it needs to provide the necessary protections in order to safeguard the continuity of the operation, without specifying what would be the elements that, in its opinion, could be omitted in the process to finally achieve an agreement. The lack of a specific data prevents citizens from analysing whether the government is defending the best interests of the population, or if there are conflicts of interest or undue influence in the negotiation, said the Foundation for the Development of Citizen Liberty, Panamanian Chapter of Transparency International. In a statement which was dated 16th of December, they mentioned that the case of the renewal of the Panama port contract a year ago precedes the mining negotiation in another exercise of opacity by the executive. The unfair remuneration that the government accepted, as well as the concession of a monopoly for another 25 years, prevents Panama from taking full advantage of the existence of the canal and its geographical position with the development of the port sector, as countries and maritime centres have done, all most world-leading ports logistics centres. Around 4.8 tonnes of cocaine from Panama were seized on Wednesday in the Belgian port of Antwerp, the Belgian Federal Public Finance Service said on Sunday. The drugs were hidden in containers with bananas from the Latin American country, a country the Belgian news agency reported. The same week, the Customs Services had already confiscated a shipment of 3.9 tonnes of cocaine in the port of Antwerp. In this case, the merchandise came from Ecuador, but it was also camouflaged among bananas. And this year's Telethon 2030 reached the goal set in the early hours of this Sunday, the 18th of December, when it was announced that the figure of $3,040,511.27 had been reached. The charitable activity, which for this edition was developed with the motto "United We Change Lives," began on Friday night with the aim of raising $3,020,030, with the mission of enabling a hybrid operating room in Santo Tomas Hospital. The star ambassador of the Telethon 2030 of this year is Jesus Daniel, an 8-year-old student from the La Mesa de Pecora school. He was born with a syndrome called tetraamelia, a congenital disorder characterized by the absence of all four limbs. This 37th version of the activity was staged at the Atlapa Convention Center and was broadcast on the national television channels for about 30 hours, with the participation of some 40 artists on stage. In the 11th parade of Las Mil Polleras to be held in the city of Las Tablas on the 14th of January, only the floats of the private companies that represent Panamanian folklore will be allowed. This was announced by the deputy governor of the province of Los Santos, Hermes Espino, who stressed that for budgetary reasons and to give it the activity, greater fluidity, the institutions will only participate through delegations, not with floats. However, Espino remarked that the floats of private companies interested in participating in the parade must comply with the regulations regarding the design and size of the structure to avoid obstructions. He also stated that for reasons of public spending containment, the participation of public servants will be reserved for those who work in the provinces of Herrera and Los Santos. The Lieutenant Governor also said that registration will remain open until the 30th of December, and Espino announced that a lottery will be held with the presence of a notary to define the position that will correspond to each delegation. The event next January, after 2 years of absence, will maintain its traditional route from the Los Santos Governor's office along Carlos Lucas López Avenue down Bolivar Street and returning to 8 de Novembre Street until it ends in Praga Square. The presence of President Laurentino Cortizo and Vice President of the Republic, José Gabriel Carrizo, is yet to be confirmed, added Espino, noting that it has not yet been defined who will be the flag bearer of the date. The last parade was held on the 11th of January of 2020, and through this activity, the aim is to honour the typical national costume. And that's it. There's our look. Those are some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled on this morning's program for you.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y ciclín en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Dan Ville Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431 0419.
Valley Motors.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, that's all I wanna do, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, got the feel for you, Chaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do, do you feel for me, the way I feel for you, Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do, I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too, and let me take it in my arm, let me feel you. keep a charm, chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one to keep you warm, chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, shaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock you, rock you.
First of those two came from Sir Robert Palmer and Every Kind of People. And I tell you what, following on from that, it was Oh, I Feel For You from Chaka Khan. And let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. She dropped us a quick little note here. She says, good day to everybody. She wishes everybody a great week. Can you please play Three Doors Down and Kryptonite?
Troubled mind, I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time, but I watched the world so Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's Monday, and boy, what a World Cup that was. Normally, these things aren't always super exciting, but when you get two teams like yesterday, they fought to the bitter end. Oh, wow. It was so super exciting, even to end it with, oh, the kicks and kicks. Oh, my goodness. It was super, super exciting. Haven't been this excited over a World Cup since about 10 years ago when France and Italy played, but boy, this was an awesome game. And what a beautiful day here it was. My goodness, the sun was out. It was beautiful. We had a cookout. We were all just having a wonderful time being outside. Oh, it's just lovely. My poinsettia tree said, "Hi, I'm here. It's Christmas. Let's get ready." It is indeed Christmas. This is the week. The man is coming to town. I hope you all are ready for it. Ah, last night the big winds came again. You know how those big winds come during summer? Oh, it started blowing. It started blowing, and we had to close the doors because it was just sweeping through the house like an amazing whirlwind of wind. Hoo-hoo! It was indeed. Ah, right now I'm looking out at, that's the Tortuga, the Montaña de Tortuga. I'm looking out at a bunch of putty tats eating their breakfast. And to a backyard that needs some cleanup after a nice barbecue. Woohoo! Had some nice fun. This week is going to be an interesting week. There's a lot of things going on. Lots of concerts, entertainment, some holidays coming up. And our dear friend Mr. Claus is going to be making an appearance. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. We even had him make a small appearance on Saturday night at the El Valle Parade. Did any of you go to that? I don't know. We could have seen you there. It was a lovely, lovely event. All right. It's Monday. Oh, it's time to get back to work. One more week, and then the holiday is here. So you all better get your shopping done because you don't want to be caught left with nothing in the basket. All right. You guys be safe and back to you in the studio.
There we go, yes. And they're called Five Aside, and it's football crazy, and I tell you, wasn't it crazy? I mean, you know me, I'm not a sort of huge football fan. I don't normally follow it during the year and don't have a particular team. But, my gosh, what a game. They're reporting is that was probably the best World Cup final ever, is the sort of... I mean, it was, wasn't it? It was better than going to the movies, one of these suspense movies, was it? I mean, it was on your seat, you're on the edge of your seat all the time. And to finish the way it did just goes to show how equal those teams were. But I must admit, I am pleased, needless to say, that Argentina won. And I was very pleased for Messi. He is an incredible player, and that's the one thing he was missing, and he accomplished it yesterday, so congratulations. It was a really good game. What made me laugh, I must admit, I have a little bit of a chuckle, because they were interviewing one of the I don't know if it was the captain, one of the players from France, and they said, yeah, you know, it was a good game, etc, etc, and we lost, and that's it. But then he went on and said, the most important thing is we beat England. How rude.
The city streets are empty now. The lights don't shine no more. And so the songs are way down low. Burning, burning. A sound that flows into my mind.
The echoes of the daylight.
Of everything that is alive.
Oh,
ELO Electric Light Orchestra, and that was Turned to Stone. If you're keeping an eye on time, exactly 28 minutes before 9 o'clock, if you've just joined us, a very good morning to you. And we will have the news again, by the way, at 9 o'clock, as we do this morning. Just taking a quick look at some of the things that are relevant to today's date. In 1606, in the year 1606, on the 19th of December, the Susan, Constant, the Godspeed, and the Discovery depart England, carrying settlers who found at Jamestown, Virginia, the first of the 13 colonies that became the United States. And in 1843, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol was first published in England on this day. Now, talking of Christmas, let's say a very good morning to Ashley. Good morning to you. He says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Merry Christmas and a very healthy and prosperous new year to all. And the same to you, Ashley. Always great to know that you're there and you're listening. And you asked specifically if we could play this one. Merry Christmas, baby. Elvis Presley.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Gotcha. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe. Take it on, baby, take it on. Yo, yo, ho! Walk it.
got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling my vibe. Got good music on my radio. Well, I want to kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. Got good music on my radio. Dig it, James, dig it. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Wake up, bud. Underneath your mistletoe. I said, man, good one, baby. Yeah, you sure did treat me nice. Talk, 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 talk. I said, merry, merry Christmas, baby.
That is Texas and Mother's Heaven, and that was following on from Yashti's request. Yashti's request for Merry Christmas Baby from Elvis Presley. And by the way, don't forget, we will be with you tomorrow. Tomorrow is a day off. It is a day off holiday. So we'll be back on Wednesday, and we're going to be building up to Friday, because for this year, Christmas Eve is on Saturday, isn't it? So we won't be doing our usual Christmas Eve sort of party, but I tell you what we will be doing on Christmas Eve, we'll be playing nothing but Christmas music, and we're going to do away with all the nasty things in life, like the news. We're not going to do any news on Friday. That'll be our last program before Christmas, and then usually I take off between Christmas and the New Year, don't I? But we had a nice long holiday this year, and we're going to have a little bit of a vacation in May of next year as well, so I will be with you between Christmas and New Year this year. But again, it's a little bit different. It's just that sort of phase in between. A lot of people will still be away. A lot of people will be taking advantage of the short week and having time with the kids and family following on from Christmas. So what we're going to do is something different. No news. We'll probably slide in a weather report in case people are out there playing with their boats and things like that. But we're not going to do any news, international or otherwise. We're going to take a deep breath because we're going to start the new year, aren't we? Nice and fresh. Yes, and recovered. So between Christmas and New Year, that'll be the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm just going to sit down. I'm not going to do any prep at all. And somebody's saying out there, what you do anyway. No, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to open up my music collection. And on the Tuesday, we're going to do 1960s music, 70s on the Wednesday. Thursday, we'll do 80s. And Friday, we'll do 90s. And it's all going to be music, just you, me, and music. And that's what we're going to do between Christmas and New Year. So I'll be here to keep you company, but we're going to get rid of all the nasty things in life, if we can, at least for that week, so we'll start off the new year all nice and refreshed. Here's a nice little story for you, which I thought you might enjoy. This is over there in United Kingdom. Two police officers forced their way into a gallery in London. This was to rescue a seemingly unconscious woman, only to find out it was a mannequin, that's a dummy, forming part of an art installation. The Metropolitan Police broke into the Laz Emporium Gallery in Soho after a member of the public reported seeing someone in distress, said the Independent newspaper. The £18,000 sculpture had been commissioned by Banksy's former agent, a guy called Steve Lazaridis. So there. Or a little bit embarrassing, I suppose. Well, possibly and possibly not. The intentions were good. This is Poolside. Can't Stop Your Loving. It does say here, actually, featuring Panama for some reason. I'll find out.
You feel so real.
stop when you're with me. I just can't stop, boy, your loving. Can't stop, you're playing with me. I just can't stop, boy, your loving.
Well, I'm getting really turned on to their music. That's Poolside and Can't Stop Your Loving. Now, I mentioned it says featuring Panama, and I thought, well, for the country or what? No, apparently Panama is an electronic musical project from Sydney in Australia. They formed after Jarrah McCleary's previous band, which was the Dirty Secrets, came to an end. Panama has allowed McCleary to experiment musically and develop a more electronic house-influenced style. And there we are, coming out of Sydney in Australia. It's interesting. I never do that, but you live and learn, don't you? Especially on this program. Especially me.
Thank you.
my reputation for playing a good clean game. Oh Michael, oh Jesus, I'll keep my promise when
Steely Dan and Turn the Heartbeat Over Again, which is really strange listening to it with headphones on, because it's very much, this sort of reminds me in the old days how they used to experiment was, oh, this is stereo, this is clever, and there was no sort of blending between the two, so that you had somebody directly on the left or somebody directly on the right with no sort of blending into the middle. And that's very much like that. I don't know if you, how you notice that in your car or on your radio, or if you're on headphones, you've certainly noticed it. Right, time to squeeze one more in as we make our way to the top of the hour. Confusion Girl, Shame, Shame, Shame. And that was Frank Music there on The Breakfast Show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView, por su tecnología es tu favorita, por todas sus funciones es tu favorita, por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Clean en 10 minutos, ventana InstaView, air fryer incorporada, tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
Que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Follow the Moskva down to Gorky Park, listening to the wind of change. August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change. The world is closing in. Did you ever think that we could be so close, like brothers? The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change.
it's lonely out here in space on such a timeless flight as this. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no.
There we go, yes, two in a row. We started off with Wind of Change from the Scorpions, and followed on there, that's Rocket Man. But that version is by Heaven 17. Comes off of a great album. The album is called 80s Recovered, and there's some really, really good tracks on there by different artists. I got another one lined up for you here. The track is Human, and it's by Human, and it's called Go West.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. Sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Time is final.
There we go. That is Go West and Human. Breakfast show time. We are four and a half minutes. And that is after the 24 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Forgetting where I am. Can't even remember what day of the week it is, but I know one way of finding out. Morning, yes?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
It's Monday. Thank you. I knew yes. This has been... I didn't have a good night's sleep last night. That's what the problem is. But we're surviving. Mm-hmm. Are we not? What's new in the world of Yasmin?
Well, today I have an event.
Mm-hmm.
In the afternoon. It's the launching of a new car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's going to be in Costa del Este. It's a new Chevrolet.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You've got a Chevrolet, haven't you?
Oh, yes. I love it.
Plus, they'll change it for you for a new one.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Always try, if they're listening.
Yes. Yes, good idea. So, I'll tell you more tomorrow.
Okay. And how was your weekend?
It was fine. Friday, we went to the opening of a new store at Metro Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Called Wowak. It's a Chinese store,
mm-hmm.
and they have beautiful accessories for women and girls.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about us blokes?
Sorry?
What about us blokes, us guys?
Not yet, because they just opened, mm-hmm. but they have a lot of stores around the world.
Oh, really?
So mm-hmm. maybe, yeah, soon they're going to bring things for gentlemen.
Okay, toolkits, things like that. Yeah, good. What kind of things do they sell?
They have earrings,
mm-hmm.
They have accessories for the hair,
mm-hmm.
They have, but the most of them are silver.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And they have, what else they have? Yeah, a lot of silver things.
Okay.
They have toys too, I don't know why.
Well, for kids.
It's a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
I asked them and they said it's just for, how can I say, it's not, yeah, it's kind of a toy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I have to search more about it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that got you thinking, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Educational.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it was very nice. Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And could you say Ian's busy today?
Oh, yes, he's going to be playing in two different places today.
Yeah, this is with his saxophone. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Yeah. Where's he going to be playing?
First, it's going to be at the Shores,
mm-hmm.
that is next to his school.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they're going to be playing, it's going to be kind of a parade around the school.
Oh,
so that's
nice.
Going to be outdoors.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, mm-hmm. good for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's growing up, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Cool. I mean. We always joke because when Yasmin was when Ian used to come to the studio,
mm-hmm.
he used to sleep under your table, didn't he?
Yeah.
Last time he had to sleep under the table on the balcony because it was bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Great lad. Good. Excellent. You've been taking a rummage around of Who's Born Today in Music. What you got for us?
Mm-hmm. The first one, Edith Piaf.
Okay.
She was born in 1915, French cabaret singer, songwriter mm-hmm. and actress, and one of France's greatest international stars. Her well-known songs include La Vie en Rose, 1946, Non Je Ne Regrette Rien, mm-hmm. 1960, and Himmel L'Amour, 1949. After years of alcohol abuse, Piaf died on 10 October 1963.
Mm. Shame, you know, it's one of these stories with amazing artists like Edith Piaf mm-hmm. for a time. Still I'm trying to think of, I know more recently we got Amy Winehouse, but it was also mm-hmm. Billie Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Billie Holiday, she was pretty much, she had a bit of a tragic life, and so did Edith Piaf.
Mm-hmm.
But the track I've chosen is the one you first mentioned, La Vie en Rose.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is because this was the song that Christina and I danced at.
Oh.
At our wedding.
Oh. Excellent.
Les yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Oh.
voit la vie en ronde. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, que ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. Des nuits d'amour à plus, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent, heureux, heureux, sans mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est toi pour moi, moi pour toi dans la vie. Tu me l'as dit, dans moi mon cœur qui bat.
Edith Piaf and La Vie en Rose, I think that was around about 1946 when that was recorded, wasn't it? Yes.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, yeah, beautiful song. Mm-hmm. And I got a sad day tomorrow.
Why?
Because tomorrow I have to say bye-bye to Lala the parrot.
Oh, yes.
You know, so it's all very sad. I'm going to be really, I'll probably be really quite upset, but the thing is, she's got quite vicious with other people except me.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, Christina brought her back in from the room because we kept her away when she, and she was wheeling her back in, and it was a flying attack, and she attacked her in the face, and it was only about an inch from the eye, and she could have lost her eye if that had been, and just can't tolerate it. So. Spoke to Lucy. Lucy was the one who found Lala for us in the first place and said, you know, we've got a problem. She's got to go. And Lucy knows because Lucy had to look after her when we went on vacation. And there's certain people she'll sort of latch onto. But if she doesn't latch onto you, you're in trouble. And she attacked Lucy's husband. I think something had happened in her past. That really sort of traumatized her because she's very sort of like, it's almost like sort of PTSD, you know. She's although she's nice to me, she's not like Pepe was, where, you know, she'd come up and sit on your lap and cuddle and whatever. But I can't have that, especially like if you've got kids visiting or something or whatever. And
exactly.
So she's going to go and live in Coronado. Lucy's got a friend there who keeps some parrots. And in actual fact, when Lala was found by another friend of Lucy's, that person in Coronado sort of kindly said, "Well, you know, I'll take her. You know, take her in." And but we decided that we would, like to take her. But anyway, that gentleman is quite happy. He's going to take Pepe Lala. So Lala's going to go and live in Coronado. And he's got a couple of other parrots there as well.
I'm sure she's going to be happy.
And they're open. They're sort of more out in the open. So, yeah, I hope so. I hope so. But I think she'll have a bit more freedom. She has, like, in a cage in her apartment, which is better.
Exactly.
But, but I'm still quite attached to her.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be all right. I've got all day tomorrow to cry because I don't have to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. So, what else is happening in the world again? We've got a day off tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we've got to have tomorrow. And how's the rest of your week panning out?
But don't forget, tomorrow everybody can go to Museo del Canal.
Oh, okay.
Because they have their new exhibition. It's going to be a permanent exhibition, but tomorrow is the day to go because it talks about Panama's history, about the invasion.
Ah, okay.
Which is what we are...
Having a day off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be very important. And in the entrance is totally free.
Oh, that's nice.
Everybody can go to
tomorrow. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. And a good bit of advice, if you are going to the Panama Canal Museum in Casco, I'd advise you not to take your car.
Exactly.
Yeah. Uber it or taxi it or whatever, and then you can enjoy yourself and just get an Uber and taxi or whatever back home again, and you don't have to worry about driving around forever trying to find a parking space. So,
that's
a bit of advice. Yeah. That's good.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, you enjoy.
Thank you very much.
The rest of your day, your event this afternoon.
Thank you.
And, we'll be back together on...
On Wednesday, yes.
On Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you reminded me.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be happy Wednesday. All right, yes. Take care.
Thank you.
All the best. Bye. That's Jerry Rafferty, of course, and Baker Street. Time on the Breakfast Show, 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. And just remind you again, you know, we won't be with you tomorrow. It is a vacation today, so we'll be taking that off. And we'll be back as normal Wednesday through Friday. And between Christmas and New Year, I won't be taking a break this year. I will be with you, but we're going to be doing something completely different. I tell you what, hey Gaz. Hello, Yasmin.
Yes, hello.
I just realised we didn't do your second born this day in music.
No.
No, we didn't. No,
yes,
we didn't.
Sorry.
No, we didn't. And I'm telling you, when I'm looking at my playlist, I thought, why is that one there? And so we're not very good at this, are we? We should practice more. I mean, after 14 years, you'd have thought we'd have got it right. Never mind. But yes, we've got another Born This Day music.
Oh, yeah.
But I was just telling everybody, you know, I will be here over Christmas and New Year.
Mm-hmm.
And because I said you don't need to come in. But what I'm going to do, no news,
mm-hmm.
no nothing like that. I'm just going to come in. I'm not even going to prepare the programs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to come in, sit down at 7 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and play music. But I'm going to do a different decade each day.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm going to do 60s on the Tuesday, 70s on the Wednesday. Thursday will be the 80s and 90s on the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have our new year and then we'll be back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is normal for us at any rate? you know, like Born on This Day in music.
Yeah.
Who is the other one?
Mm-hmm. The other one is Maurice White.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1941. American singer, songwriter, musician, record producer, arranger and band leader with Earth, Wind and Fire, who had the 1975 US number one single Shining Star and the 1981 UK number three single Let's Groove. The band has received 20 Grammy nominations and were the first African American act to sell out Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we got the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Shining Star.
Yeah. your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Well, there we go. Yes, we got it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did well, really, didn't we?
Exactly.
And we still got 10 minutes to go. Oh, yes. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
And all being well, I'll speak to you. Let's have to speak to you before. I'll speak to you on Wednesday.
Okay.
Take care.
Susumwe to all to carry. And we knew it, and we knew it, and we knew we only had a little while. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle. Just keep ticking over. And before you know it, before you know it, before you know it. Parent, parent. We're all getting older. So we take a lover. So we take a lover. So we take a lover waiting in the corner. And before you know it, before you know it, before you know it, pushing up the daisies.
Yeah.
There goes Gene Kahn there, and don't let it go to your head. I tell you what, who remembers a thing called corrugated paper? It used to be like sort of two pieces of brown paper with this sort of squiggly brown paper in between. So corrugated paper, we used to call it. Well, it was patented on this day by Albert L. Jones back in the year 1871. This is a nice way to end a program. That's the Moody Blues and Running Water. Right, that is it. That's it for today. I won't be back with you now till Wednesday. Gosh, this week's going to go quickly, isn't it? Oh, Christmas week. More and more Christmas music as we go up to the end of the week, and that'll be culminating on Friday with all Christmas music and nothing depressing. Nothing like news. And, well, the weather report might be nice, so we'll probably put that in. Yeah, we're going to do that, because we won't be on air Christmas Eve, which is when we would normally do that. Anyway, that's it for today. Big thanks to Ingrid for her report today, our intrepid outdoor reporter, to Yasmin for her Born on This Day in Music, And to my, of course, Yasmin for doing a lot of our production work as well and social media. And to Neil over there in the United Kingdom, our co-producer. Big thanks to him, the boys and girls, the group of Grada, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Stay tuned to Chat SOSE. She'll be here with Gigi. And good programming going right through today, of course, here on Cool FM. And it just reminds me to say, please, 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 whatever it is you can be doing between now and 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning, sit back, relax, and enjoy yourselves. Don't get flustered. And if you are out in the traffic and actually moving, just be careful. Remember, on Wednesday, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.